This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, and welcome to Well, Well, Well. Jill and Carlos with you tonight from the Health Promotion Program at the Victorian AIDS Council Gay Men's Health Centre. That was Always Like This by Bombay Bicycle Club. Thanks, as always, to all that false instruction team for another great show. Carlos, how are you?
Oh, I'm a bit tired after a long day, but no, all good, Jill. How are you?
I'm very, very well. I'm very well indeed. It's very exciting to have you in the studio with me. It's an absolute treat. So, welcome. And this is your second time?
It's my third time, actually.
Oh, well, you're as old as Tex on this really now, aren't you, at this point? Now, let's talk about what's on the show. Shall we?
yeah, sure. Well, we're having Brett from The Laird talking about A Week of Leather. He's going to share some information with us about all the events and what's happening during this week. And, yeah.
And during the show, he's going to be, I believe, giving away a couple of tickets to Code Black for some very, very lucky listener, which is very exciting. And you're going to have to stay tuned to Joy 94.9 to find out more about that. Or we can talk about it now.
Yeah.
How can they win the tickets?
Well, you actually have to call on 1300-JOY-949 or email us onair@joy.org.au. That's onair@joy.org.au. Or send an SMS 0427-JOY-949. After we talk to Brett, just let us know which DJ is going to be playing along with Peter McNamara and Robert Gilbert at the party Code Black. And then you'll be participating to win tickets that you will have to pick up at Man House in 130 Huddle Street in Abbotsford. And you will have to be a Joy member, is that right?
Yes. Yes, cool. They do. They do have to be a Joy member. And why wouldn't you be a Joy member?
Yeah, exactly. Frankly? And remember that the Laird is a male-only venue and Code Black has a strict leather dress code.
Well, I say get your fingers typing or get your fingers phoning or do something with your fingers so that you can hopefully win those amazing tickets, which is very, very generous and we're very, very happy that they're giving those away. Now, before we do have a chat with Brett, we are just going to have a little bit of a look at some newsy items. And then, as always, we'll be wrapping up the show with looking at some of the events that are happening around town. So, you are listening to Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9.
Hey, this is Nikki Webster, and you're listening to Joy 94.9.
That's right. Now, last week, first and foremost, we had a question from a listener who SMS'd in, and the question was, I don't know if the listener was male or female, it's irrelevant, but the question was, we'd been talking about joining the police force, and the Victorian police are currently doing a big recruitment drive, and the question that we got asked was, if you are HIV positive, is that going to restrict you in terms of your medical sort of, you know, would you still pass a medical test in order to be able to be considered to join the police force? So I did a little bit of investigation, as I promised I would. And I spoke to the lovely Gabrielle, who is one of the GLOW officers, which is the Gay and Lesbian Liaison Officers. Because I thought they'd know the answer, and indeed they did. So the answer is, basically, you have to go and see your own doctor first, and they then send a form to the police saying that you are, and the terminology is, suitable to apply to be in the police force. Now, the only reason that you would, you basically would not be discriminated against if you are HIV positive. So if you are out there and you are thinking about joining the police force and you are living with HIV, don't let that put you off. As long as you can actually still perform the duties that are required of you, so you pass a physical sort of examination, I guess, and in terms of fitness, it's more about fitness than anything else, and you still have the physical ability to be able to do the job that's required of you within the remit of your role as a police officer, you have absolutely no concerns whatsoever. The only other thing that Gabrielle did stress is that you be honest with the questions that are asked, which is fairly obvious, but it's a thing about, you know, be upfront about it and know, do it in good faith and know that you aren't going to be discriminated against. It's not going to be a deterrent to being let in. So yep. There you are.
Yep. On the news too, we have the DTs give a helping hand to Positive Living Centre. DTs presented a check in support of the Positive Living Centre for $1,110. This is very well appreciated and will help the centre to keep on offering the different services and activities that they do offer to people living with HIV. I have to say that here in Melbourne, I think we're really lucky that all the gay venues are so supportive of organizations like ourselves. So it's always good to see on the news things like this. So good on you, DTs. There's another news about a gay execution in Iran. A court actually sentenced that Ebrahim Hamid has been sentenced to be hanged because of he was accused of attempting sexual harassment during a fight between two families. So the news is more about the petition going on. The Secretary of State Clinton said on the 22nd of June of 2010 that gay rights are human rights. So there's a petition going on telling her to back his words, back up her words.
Yep, and it's good to see. But again, it's one of those moments where you sort of go, look, let's not just play lip service here. It's all well and good to kind of come out and say something that's perhaps going to be deemed as a human touchy-feely statement like gay rights or human rights, but it's another to actually, I suppose, use your political clout and your political know-how and where you can and you actually have the ability to try and persuade other countries that have pretty horrific laws in place against gays and lesbians and anyone in the GLBTI community, really. It would just be nice to see if she's actually going to have action. Action speak louder than words, Carlos.
Yeah, that's right. And on the news too, the MSMGF, which is Men Who Have Sex With Men Global Forum, launches a multilingual website on health and human rights of sexual minorities. The main idea is to promote men that have sex with men's health and human rights worldwide and give information in Arabic, Chinese, English, French, Portuguese, Russian and Spanish.
And you can speak pretty much all of those, can't you,
Carlos? No, just a little bit of English and a little bit of Spanish. Depends on, yeah.
But always the language of love.
Yeah.
I should add as well, actually, Carlos, which we didn't do. We're moving on like a speed train here, whatever that is. The petition that we referred to earlier regarding the you can help tell Secretary of State Clinton help stop gay executions in Iran. The petition is actually at the very website that you're talking about, which is the Global Forum on MSM and HIV. And the website is, if you want to sign that petition, it is www.msmgf.org. And there's a link there to sign the petition to get Hillary to stop the lip service. And but yeah, you're right. The launch of the new website that the same website, MSMGF, have launched is fantastic because it obviously enables people from other countries where English isn't their first language to enable them to find out information about sexual health and human rights regarding sexual health.
That's right. It's a great tool for them to find information about MSM, men that have sex with men all around the world. So
yeah,
it's good.
It's very good. Well, we are just going to take a little bit of a break and we will be back with Brett from the Laird. And you are listening to Jill and Carlos on Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9.
The Long Yang Club, with around 40 chapters worldwide and here in Melbourne since 2004. The Long Yang Club is a social group for gay Asians, their partners and friends who catch up regularly for food and fun. For more details, visit melbourne.longyangclub.org.
Channel 31 has always presented unique television.
Hello, I am Pterodactyl Man.
And now we're broadcasting in digital.
You play the ukulele with your hand. One hand here, one hand here.
So while our picture has been polished, our performances haven't.
It's good to have a bit of a stroke in itself.
Certainly.
Channel 31. Nobody's perfect, and that's fine by us.
Joy 94.9, supporting our community media.
Our sponsors support our community. Check them out at joy.org.au.
And that was You Talk Way Too Much by The Strokes. Carlos was just mentioning before that he had a bit of a quiet moment earlier in the show, so that's quite a funny little track to come back to. Oh, you know, you have your moments. That's all right, Carlos. Joining us in the studio this evening is Brett from The Laird. Brett, it is great to have you with us this evening, and thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me in. It's great.
And maybe I should turn your microphone on so that people can actually hear what you're saying.
Oh, that'd hello. Thanks for having me. I'll say it again. Good one, Jill.
Yeah, welcome, Brett.
Thank you.
And let's start with The Laird. What kind of place is it? For how long has it been open? And what kind of guy does it attract?
Well, The Laird, it is a men-only hotel. Has been since 1998 when the VCAT exemption was first sought, and it was the first of its kind at the time.
Sorry, Brett, I don't know if everyone listening is going to know what you're talking about. I certainly don't.
Okay, VCAT exemption. So, okay, best way to describe it to, I guess, people who don't know much about the lead at all is that those women's gyms, Fernwood,
have
an exemption to only employ and allow women in to that. Environment.
Yeah.
The Laird preempted that by years. I don't know when Fernwood got theirs, but the Laird, basically Bill Saunders, back in 1998, decided to do it and did it at the same time for Club 80. So they both had the similar exemption to only employ males and allow more males in on the premises at their discretion. So like when we have our open days, we can allow women in, but we have the right to keep it mainly as a male-only venue. That's actually, we've just renewed. You renew every 3 years, and we've just renewed again and got it through again. VCAT said yes again. Cool. On the grounds that the Laird is a place, and it's always been that Laird is a place where men can feel safe together. And back in those days, it was very important, as it is still now, that it was a place men could gather, discuss things without feeling, you know, oh, who's overhearing or who's doing this or anything like that. And a really good place to get the message out for whatever's vital in the community. And, you know, well, you guys know exactly, you know, how important some things are to get out. So it's a perfect place for that sort of to happen.
So what kind of guys do it normally attract?
Well, we get them all. I mean, everybody and at some stage does come and check out the Laird. You know, some hang around, some go, well, not always go there. You know, there's places for everyone. So we get, how would you describe it? Pretty much your average gay guy who isn't really considered a classic stereotypical gay, I guess. You know, I mean, we've all got some girly traits, but, you know, I think at the Laird we're seen as a bit more down-to-earth and masculine. And therefore, you know, things like the bear scene, the leather scene, and just general alternative type guys are more likely to be at the Laird. But we get, you know, some young guys come along who, you'd identify as quite, you know, out there camp sort of thing. But then, you know, quite often, you know, they just find their feet and realise that, you know, what sort of person they are, and they either hang around at Laird or they go elsewhere. And
Cool. So we wanted to talk to you about a week of leather, a wall.
Yep. I love how you say a wall.
I know.
A wall.
It's my accent.
So I know.
It works every time.
It certainly does, Carlos.
All right. Now, before you tell us all the details about a wall, can you let us know, like for yourself, what is leather for you? Is it a fetish or is it a way of living?
I think it really can. I don't think it can be defined. Certainly, I don't see it as fashion.
Yeah.
Some people do. Some people, you know, do see it that way. From my point of view, it's both a lifestyle and a fetish.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people just live it. You know, they really live it.
Yeah.
Some guys, it's more so a release every now and then. They really love to get out in their leather, and they really get out in their leather. And embrace it. A lot of other guys, it's always a part of them in some way. You know, might even be wearing, maybe they're just wearing a cock ring today, but, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, you know, it can be anything. There's guys who are out there, you know, a few days of the week doing things associated with that, with leather scene. There's guys who are only out, you know, there might be guys who just go to beyond parties and they love their leather and they go out and go to those and maybe one other social thing a year. And there's others that are out all the time, so.
So the leather scene, will you say it will attract, like, from your normal carpenter kind of guy to a lawyer to, I don't know,
everything, yeah. And honestly, we see them all. And it's really amazing. In the last year, we've seen an influx of younger guys getting interested. And these young guys are either emerging young professionals, chefs, tradies, everything. And you can't really categorise them.
Do you think there's a reason for that, Brett? Like, has there been
no idea.
If there's suddenly some sort of burst on the scene.
Well, I'd hope to think that it's because maybe Melbourne's such a good down-to-earth scene anyway, no matter what it is, whether that's the drag scene, this scene, any scene, it's still quite down-to-earth, and we hope that it's welcoming enough that people feel able to come along to the events, get involved in things, and, you know, and therefore they can sort of nurture their interest.
Mm.
Yeah. Because we love comparing too. So how would you compare?
Is this going to be a Sydney question?
Yeah, of course.
It is.
How do you compare it with, like, Melbourne, the Melbourne leather scene to the Sydney one?
Okay. There's so many obvious answers and things. Look, Sydney is the party place, you know. Sydney does big parties. They do massive leather parties. And recently, I mean, I believe numbers are down compared to years ago. But, you know, Inquisition the other day had some massive numbers. But they still get massive party events up there. Melbourne, you know, we used to have big parties in the old days, the Shed 14 and all those sorts of things. But we're a bit more low-key, and we do smaller parties really well. The Wolf Clubs and Beyonds down here, fantastic. You know, they're really good parties. So, it's different. It's really different. I think Melbourne is just more down-to-earth.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? And because we do kind of pride ourselves a little bit on that in Melbourne, in terms of everything. Like, at the same point,
Sydney side will be saying, you're also up yourself, you know, you think you're so much better than us. So,
you all wear black in the winter all the time.
I have heard so many times that over here we're so much open and so much friendlier, if you want.
Cosmopolitan. Yes. It's very European.
So, yeah.
But I think you can say the same about Pride. I mean, our Pride March, we don't have a Mardi Gras.
No.
We have a Pride March.
Yeah. We're pretty cool about it. It's casual. It's nice. It's great day in the park as well for carnival and that sort of thing.
It's lovely. It's very down to earth.
Yeah.
We
don't shove it in people's faces. And which, I mean, Mardi Gras is great at doing that, and it's so good at getting that awareness out there and, you know.
It's just
the good thing about Mardi Gras is it gets out to the rural people and, you know, that sort of thing leaks right out to places where no other gay news would get. And people go, oh, there's a gay life out there. But in Melbourne, it's a bit more, more relaxed.
Yeah.
And we like that too.
We do.
You can go to Sydney for a great party weekend, but you can also have a good one down here.
But in Melbourne, it's a kind of, I don't want to say it's a lifestyle.
No. Melbourne is a lifestyle.
Yeah, that's right.
No, you don't want to say that, Jill.
No. No. I totally get beated off somewhere. But going back to AWOL, now it's an entire week full of leather and fetish events. Can you sort
of... You made it sound jam-packed then. An entire week.
It's five events.
Yep.
It's, well, they're 5 days.
Within an event here as well, yeah.
So what sort of things could somebody expect to find?
Well, there is, and because we've tried to sort of cover the gamut of leather and fetish, you know, it is a week of leather, it's AWOL, but it's actually a week of leather and fetish. So if you want to call it a wolf, Carlos, can you say a wolf?
A wall.
Wolf. That didn't quite work. No.
A wolf.
But yeah, we tried to cover it all from like the Sunday being a really social, casual event. You know, meet and greet, bit of a barbecue and some comedians and things.
And do you have to wear leather?
Sunday? No.
Okay,
no.
Right.
Yeah, there's only two strict events where you really, there is a dress code, and that's code black to really keep the integrity of the party, and also spit and polish high shine on the Thursday, and spit and polish is always a strict dress code anyway,
yeah,
of major leather items, full uniform and fetish. The others, the Lead Leather Man competition and the Sunday, the Leather Laughs and Levi's, are both wear what you like. Come in full leather, come in just a pair of jeans and a... Hey, just come in a pair of jeans, you know? Yeah, but pretty casual.
Right, okay. Yep.
So we'll start on Sunday with leather, Levi's and Laughs.
Yep.
Is that right?
Yep.
Then get noted.
Get knotted on the Wednesday, which is all places are taken for that. That went very quickly. It's about the third one that Laurie Lane has done of Get Knotted.
Okay, so there's no chance to participate now.
We've got about four on the standby list as well. So it does happen. Usually a few weeks out before the event, it does get filled up. It's guys going, quite a few repeat guys going, but others that hear about it and really want to get a good insight. The good thing is it's the back bar, so it's so closed off. It's a midweek night, and it's just... You know, it's fully privatized. It's fully private.
Yeah.
It's cozy. We have the bar open, and guys can just come along, wear what they want. They can, you know, just wear a pair of jocks if they want, or they can come in full leather. It's more about you're learning some quite really good bondage things from one of the best guys in Melbourne or Australia that does it, and being Laurie Lane. So
then Thursday we have... High Shine.
Leather with the spit and polish, yes.
With Cam
Shafati. Cam Shafati, yes. Who actually has just come back from Sydney. He did Inquisition in Sydney.
He's a brilliant DJ.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Yeah, the guys from Inquisition actually heard him, from Sydney Leather Pride, heard him in one of his podcasts.
Yeah.
And, and we ended up sponsoring him to go up there, which is a great experience for him, being someone who's been DJing for less than a year.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Then we have the Laird Leatherman.
Yes, the big one.
So that's Friday.
Friday the 13th.
Oh, nice. Spooky. Nice.
Yeah.
And then we have Code Black, which is an excellent dance party, I have to add.
Yes, thank you. That's great. Well, we hope so. And it's really, we're really starting to get
it's
good
nice
following
for
that.
It's nice to have those personal recommendations, Carlos.
Well, I wouldn't lie to you, Jill.
No, I know you wouldn't.
That face
I know
wouldn't
you
lie.
Wouldn't. Oh, God, you reckon. Brett, look, we are just going to have a little break and listen to another gorgeous track. I must admit, all the music this evening is by the delightful Carlos. So don't get angry at me. But we would love to keep you around and ask you a few more questions if you'd like.
I'll be here.
Are you under 18?
GLBTIQA.
Or just curious?
Minus 18 is a social and support group for young people under 18.
Minus 18 provides a safe, fun and drug and alcohol free environment for young people.
Visit minus18.org.au for details about upcoming events, dance parties and more.
minus18.org.au.
If you have a drinking problem, then Alcoholics Anonymous is there to help. To find out more about Alcoholics Anonymous or to find your nearest meeting, go to aa.org.au.
aa.org.au. Hello, this is Kate Sobrano on Australia's only gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
We are chatting with Brett from The Laird. Now, Brett, we were just discussing that lovely piece of music, which I must add is Islands by, and we think it's the XX. Carlos and I don't really know how.
Certainly know how to dance to it.
I tell you, yeah, I can shake my booty. Yeah, I can. Now, we were discussing while that gorgeous piece of music was playing, what other organisations are involved in AWOL?
One of the biggest ones, the big major sponsor is Manhouse. Look, they do so much, you know, in the lead up and helping us organise everything, that it probably wouldn't go ahead without their help. So big shout out to the boys at Manhouse, Paul and Richie.
What exactly do they do, Brett?
It's helping with a lot with the logistics. Those boys have a great knowledge of leather and events. They've seen leather events all over the world.
Oh, right. Okay.
Whereas I've had a fairly minimal, Mark and myself, fairly minimal, you know, exposure to the leather scene anywhere else. So, you know, anyone's experience is always helpful. So, you know, there's always people. When we were first... coming about doing the Code Black parties, Tim Farrell was amazing with his knowledge from the Beyond parties.
Right.
Someone who just, you know, and he had no qualms about us doing a leather party, you know. We fully respected what he's done for so many years, and getting advice from someone like him is just, you know, it's fantastic.
Mm.
You know, and that's sort of good community we've got, I think. that we can work together like that. So, yeah, the guys at Manhouse, Melbourne Leathermen as well, who they help on Code Black on the night. They do the cloakroom, but also just with other support, again, with advice and things like that.
Yeah. Fantastic. Very good. Yeah.
Now, tonight, thanks to the Laird, we're giving away 2 tickets to Code Black. You can call on 1-300-JOY-949 or email us on air@joy.org.au or send an SMS 0427-JOY-949 and tell us who is the guest DJ playing along Peter McNamara and Rob Gilbert at the next Code Black. The Laird is a male-only venue, and Code Black is has a strict leather dress code.
It does.
Now that I read this question, did we actually say?
You're going to ask me about it.
Did we actually say who was playing along the DJs?
We haven't said that. No.
Okay.
No.
Now it's a good time.
It's going to be one of those ones where you actually tell them the answer. And
well, yeah, that's right.
I think so, because we're running out of time.
Well,
so yeah.
Well, no, we do. The person we do have has been doing our Melbourne Leathermen pub nights.
Yes.
Since Mark and I took over 3 years ago, and been doing a great job with it. And we really thought it's time for this person to step up.
Yep.
And get a bash at Code Black. He's kicked butts at other things like for the fur party during hibernation.
And, yeah.
So we thought, let's get Charles Fennick along to really give it a go, and because he just does some great stuff. Charles is actually also appearing. He's DJing on the Friday night for the Leatherman comp, and his how do you say it? Another persona of his, Angel Theory, will be doing a performance in between the rounds for the Leatherman comp. So that'll be interesting.
That's great.
Some kind of hardcore industrial goth sort of stuff. So electronic. It'll be very interesting. So
fantastic. Really good.
So there you go. Your answer is Charles.
There we go.
Now, Brett, just in closing, I suppose, aside from these amazing events that are happening and obviously which the Laird is very involved with, if somebody's just out there listening, in listening land, then, and they're sort of going, I'd like to get a bit involved in sort of the leather scene, I guess, but I don't know if I really want to go to a whole, you know, that all that AWOL stuff sounds a bit full on for me.
Yeah, it can seem intimidating to people.
Yeah, yeah. Intimidating is probably a better word for it. What would you suggest for somebody who wants to sort of dip their toe in a bit?
Okay, the first thing would be to come along on Sunday, because it is going to be such a casual thing. There'll be guys who come in just for our normal Sundays, plus there'll be the leather crowd. But look, I could advertise for days, but there's a lot of other things. I mean, there's online, there's of course sites, some of the, you know, more leather oriented ones like Recon, you know, really, you know, devoted to that sort of scene. But you know, just getting out on normal nights at the pub. And other bars that do leather things, you meet people and just chat, and it doesn't have to be you don't have to go all the way and go to one of the big leather things first up, because it can be too much. You want to ease into it, learn more about it. There's a lot of protocol and things like that with the leather scene as well, so it's nothing too strict, but it's just, you know, it's good. It's sort of like there is with cruising and other things, there's certain ways that people go about things. So
yeah, absolutely.
There's also, I mean, you can even pick up, actually, you could go to Manhouse and get it, the Leatherman's, is it Leatherman's Handbook?
Handbook,
and two, I think.
Oh, I didn't know there was a second edition.
Yeah, yes. So, you know, there's plenty of information out there. We get phone calls from people, you know, they call us and, you know, just ask questions about things, and we'll, it's almost like a little referral service. We'll send them onto things and say, oh, you know, check out this at Club 80 or do this or, you know, that sort of thing. So
I guess that must be an interesting part of your job, though, of sort of going, you actually need to know from in terms of, I guess, not just being part of the community, but also in a sort of a good business sense, sort of going, well, maybe our venue can't actually sort of fill the gap of what you need at the moment, but I certainly know somewhere that does.
Absolutely, yeah. We get people trying to they want us to hook them up with dungeon masters, with, you know, I need this and I need that, and almost as if we can provide that service.
Yeah.
And we're a pub, you know, we do leather and fetish nights, but we don't cater to all of that, but we can certainly point people in the right way.
Yeah,
we can try, you know, there's no harm in, you know, sending someone off somewhere else.
No, absolutely not.
You know.
Yeah. So as far as tickets for the events and all this,
well, Code Black is the only ticketed event.
Okay, where can you get that?
At Manhouse, of course. Yes, you can get the Manhouse right up until I think midday on the day of the party on the 14th.
Yep.
Yeah, and then you can get them. I think they're going to be more on the door, about $5 more on the door.
Okay.
Yeah, so you can pop into Manhouse, which is open Tuesday to Sunday. Yep.
Yep.
And get them there. And it's all other events are free. But we do ask that people chuck in some gold coins for the Gay and Lesbian Switchboard, which we're raising money for this year.
Okay. Fantastic.
Yeah.
And they do good work too.
Absolutely. Nice. Fantastic work.
Well, Brett, look, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
And chatting about some of the events for AWOL and what the lad's up to.
Thank you very much.
It's always a treat.
And can we hear Carlos say it one more time?
Thank you for coming over here and talking about AWOL.
AWOL. Thank you. I love it. Thank you very much.
I'm Danae Gibson, and I'll be your host for the Camping Out Symposium on Sunday, August 15 from 2 p.m. at the Melbourne Town Hall. Learn about Melbourne's vibrant queer history with a special guest panel including Dr. Graham Willett, Catherine Barrett, and other activists of the time as we discuss who were we before we marched down the street demanding our rights. The Camping Out Symposium, proudly presented by the City of Melbourne and Joy 94.9, Sunday, August 15 from 2 p.m. at the Melbourne Town Hall. Tickets are $10. To book, call 1300 569 949, or for more details, see joy.org.au.
Hey, this is Ellie Goulding, and you're listening to Joy 94.9.
Okay, that was Bongo Bong.
Bongo
by
Bong.
Manu Chao.
Bongo Bong by Manu Chao. It was indeed, and that was a bit of a groovy, funky one. Now, we've had a couple of messages. One was from the delightful, and he would be described, I'd be doing him an injustice if I described him as anything else, the delightful Tex, who wasn't overly happy by me saying that Carlos was almost as old as, well, Tex. Hello, Tex. Lovely you. And I suspect that you may well be listening still. Also, Brett and the Laird rocks from Rick. So thank you, Rick. And I'm sure that if Brett was still here, he'd be saying thank you as well. Now, news. Well, not news. They're kind of newsy things, things that are happening around town. We've done the news.
Yeah.
There is an event. Now, normally, I must admit, we generally on Well, we don't talk a great deal about women's issues because obviously we are from the Victorian AIDS Council, Gay Men's Health Centre. However, something did come into, without wanting to sound sexual, my inbox today at work, that was from the Melbourne Sexual Health Centre. You can laugh on air, Carlos. It's okay. and basically, there's a free gig at the Glasshouse Hotel, which is happening next Friday night, the 13th of August, Friday the 13th. And it's to launch the second stage of the WOW Queer Women's Health Study, WOW being women on women. So lady-loving ladies who are sexually active, and they're basically looking for women who have had sex with another woman. You do have to be over 18 in order to take part in this test, I suppose it is. And basically, it's looking at a vaginal condition called BV. And I spoke to Jason today, and he did tell me what it's bacterial something, vaginalitis or something. I'm not doing it justice at all. But it's tracking, they've discovered that, or they have suspicions, I should say, that this particular condition is more prevalent in women who have sex with other women. So you can take part in this study. The swabs are provided and you basically post them off, and it's all very, it's been covered by ethics and all the rest of it and passed by ethics committees. And you can then get a $20 voucher, which is very nice, in order to, after you've filled in or taken part in this study. So it's very, from what I can understand, it's basically, just go to their website if you want more information, or you can email wowhealth@mshc.org.au, or you can phone 1-800-828. It's 1-8000-828-20. So the WOW Night Out for Queer Women that's happening at the Glasshouse Hotel next Friday, this is part of this study. And it's free entry. If you don't know where the Glasshouse is, it's at 51, is it Gipps or is it Gipps?
Gipps
Street, Collingwood. And there's a whole bunch of women folk there and DJs, along with some very funny ladies indeed. So get along. You know, you don't have to go, you don't have to be part of the study in order to go along. Just go along and have a fun night, really. And it's free.
I just found amusing that you asked a non-English speaker how to pronounce something.
It's a funny little straight name.
The Country Awareness Network is based in Bendigo and provides information on HIV and other STIs for people in rural and regional Victoria. For details, visit their website, can.org.au. That's can.org.au.
And that's C-A-N, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, can do.
Yeah.
Because you can do if you live in the country. We do talk an awful lot about CAN because I personally think they're an amazing organisation. And people, I guess if you live in Melbourne, you can kind of sometimes forget the country folk. And I don't because I don't even know how to spell inner city street names. So it's quite sad, really, isn't it? Now, Midsummer, frightening though it may be, Carlos, and I know you're going to be very scared upon hearing this, Midsummer is just around the corner, which is alarming, really, given that I feel like we've only just recovered from the last Midsummer event, but we're gearing up for the next, and Midsummer is calling for emerging and established artists to be part of next year's festival. Next year's festival, the dates are January the 16th through to February the 6th. Now, the festival provides queer artists with a chance to express themselves to a new and growing audience, as well as the opportunity to present their work in a safe and supportive environment. Now, you can apply to get your piece of artwork in, but you should also include a short bio along with your CV and examples of recent work on video, DVD or CD-ROM. Now, submissions can be emailed to admin@midsummer.org.au, and that's Midsummer with just an A, not E-R at the end, so admin@midsummer.org.au, or by post to P.O. Box 223, Abbotsford, Victoria 3067.
And remember that The Laird is having a week of leather starting this Sunday and with plenty of events to keep us entertained. For more information, visit www.lairdhotel.com.
Fantastic. And why wouldn't you want to go along? But remember, it is a male-only
hoo-ha,
isn't it?
It is. Male-only. It is indeed.
Hilarious. Now, as we mentioned earlier in the show, which we actually did talk about a little bit last week, but Victoria Police is looking to recruit 1,700, I didn't know it was actually quite that many, 1,700 new officers into roles of a variety of roles, really, within the police force. Now, this involves obviously everyone and anyone in the broader community. No matter what your sexual orientation is or anything else, there is absolutely no need to think twice about applying if you're interested. For more information, you can visit www.policecareer, all one word, policecareer.vic.gov.au, or you can SMS the word READY. Just READY, READY, to 132001. And coming up next, we have Theme Party, which I don't know quite what the theme is. Carlos, do you have any idea about what
the theme is? I have no clue.
No?
What the theme is.
Oh, no. Okay. Well, maybe we can find out what the theme is, but I believe that you have something else there that you'd like to share with the listener.
Trans Melbourne Gender Project. It's a social group, social support group for people of all genders. The phone number 0403-215-271. If you want some more information, the website it's www.genderproject.net.au. That's www.genderproject.net.au.
Fantastic. It's always nice to know that, you know, there's all, no matter where you are in life, no matter who you are in life, the chances are there's an organisation out there to support you or offer social support or whatever it is that you need. But it's good to know that Melbourne's a multicultural and multi-everything.
It is. It's always city. Good to know.
It is. It is. So thanks for that, Carlos. Mm. As I mentioned, coming up next is Theme Party, and that will be followed by Hide and Seek with Dean and James at 10 p.m. Now, Carlos, do you have any hellos?
Yeah, hello to Ohad and James, my lovely flatmates, which are listening at the moment.
Are they really listening, though, Carlos? Yeah. Do you have any evidence of that?
Yeah, I received an SMS. No, I'm lying. Oh. I don't know.
Well, I could have SMS'd in and said a little hello, but no, that's fine. That's fine.
It's all good.
It's all good. Well, I'll say hello to Tex and Harry if they're listening. Anyway, we are off, and coming up next, as I say, is Theme Party. You are on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.